Anybody, there's a, everybody's been going, everybody's been very up to date on the baseball aspect. Everybody, they've got the Barry Bonds trial going on and everything like that. Okay. Steroids have been a big story in baseball. And say, so how does this apply to the Paranormal Cafe? Well, I'm going to tell you in 2 seconds here. One of the players that was not only accused of steroids, but it openly admitted it, I believe, and I may be wrong on this, was Jose Canseco, hitter, slugger for the A's. Okay, big somber dog, part of the Bash Brothers, one half of the Bash Brothers when McGuire and him played for the same team, Oakland. Those guys are just huge. They were doing steroids when it was legal in baseball. Yes, it was legal in baseball at one point. Okay, this story has to do with him. Here's the strange part. Now, I knew about this. I knew about the one aspect of this because I used to, as a kid growing up, I collected baseball cards, was really into baseball and everything like that. Jose Canseco, slugger for the Oakland Athletics. I think he played for somebody else, a little aspect of towards the end of his career. I cannot remember what team. Has a twin brother by the name of Ozzy Canseco, okay? Never really made it in the big leagues. Played a couple games. Here's the problem with this. This is something that I'm surprised doesn't happen more often with twins. And if you are a twin, I want to hear what you think about this. They're identical twins. Well, I can tell the difference between them, but you know they generally, 99% of the time, look the same. If and when, let's see, Jose Canseco accused of having twin brother fill in for him at a celebrity boxing match. There's a couple questions I have in this story. I'll get to them. If and when Jose Canseco gets fired from the latest season of Celebrity Apprentice, Donald Trump better double-check to make sure he's not actually canning Canseco's twin brother, Ozzy. A boxing promoter in Hollywood, Florida, is alleging that he hired the controversial baseball player to participate in a celebrity boxing match for $10,000. You heard me, $10,000 to get Jose Canseco to come out and participate in a celebrity boxing match. And Canseco sent Ozzy to pretend he was Jose and fight in his place. $10,000. Didn't Rutgers University just play Snooki, $32,000 to come and just yak off at the Rutgers commencement speech? Am I hearing this right? $32,000 they paid to Snooki just to come and tell kids study hard but party harder. How embarrassing how embarrassed would you be if you went to Rutgers and you heard they paid $32,000 because they wanted the enlightenment from Snooki?
Hi everybody, I'm Snooki. Yeah.
I don't even watch that show. The only reason I found out about it was through our hostess here on the show. She told me that Jersey Shore is a really popular show, and I've heard the name Jersey Shore. I know it's some kind of make-believe reality show. But so she's like a character on there, and I do say character, but the only reason I found out about it was through her telling me about it. Snooki. So then I watched a couple of videos online of, you know, her on, what's her name? The talk show. I'm losing names left and right today. Don't mind me. So they paid $32,000. Rutgers University paid $32,000 for Snooki to come out and enlighten them. You can pay less money and get Nobel Prize winners. They pay $32,000 to Snooki. Okay. Bashing them a little too much, am I? Okay. I don't know. Kalai told me about this. Kalai, being the hostess here, she said she has watched Jersey Shore. It's just trash TV, and everybody knows it. But even the people that are on it know it. But, okay. So they're going to pay $10,000 for Canseco, Jose Canseco, to come out and box. $10,000. Okay, I'd do it for $10,000. Don't get me wrong. I'm not acting like I wouldn't do it for $10,000. But he sent Ozzy, his brother, to pretend he was Jose and fight in his place. This scenario may have worked in movies like The Parent Trap. That's a Steve Martin movie, I believe. But according to the Sun Sentinel, it failed in real life because Jose has a barbed wire tattoo on one arm and Ozzy doesn't. Ozzy Canseco and his brother, former baseball star Jose Canseco, listen as Circuit Judge Herbert Seton reads the jury's verdict that found them liable in a lawsuit by two men whom they beat up in a Miami nightclub on Halloween. Okay, so apparently these two got in a fight. I wish my copy here did not have that. I didn't care. Okay, according to the Kansas City Star... Oh, I'm sorry. Celebrity boxing promoter Damon Feldman, I wonder if he's related to Corey, made the discovery just minutes before the fight and was supposed to begin on Saturday night. He was fighting mad. A bait and switch, Feldman said. I'm disgusted. According to the Kansas City Star, the copycat Canseco did not end up fighting in his brother's place and received a police escort out of the nightclub. They said, yo, out of here. He got escorted out. Feldman said he paid Jose $5,000 before the fight and was to give Jose an additional $5,000 upon arrival. Now the gloves are coming out again because of a monetary dispute. The guy I thought was Jose kept asking me to pay him in cash before the fight, Feldman said. I told him I had to pay him by check for business reasons. He said he needed cash. We went back and forth. This isn't the first time Ozzy, who appeared in only 24 major league games over the course of three seasons, has been accused of pretending to be Jose. So this isn't the first time he's done it. He appeared in 24 major league games. He has a rookie card out there. I remember seeing it, blah, blah, blah. He sucked. The only reason he got to the majors is because he had a twin brother who could hit home runs. He appeared as Jose Canseco's impersonator on season 5 of VH1's The Surreal Life and has reportedly pretended to be Jose at baseball card shows and book signings. So they're defrauding people. So you book Jose Canseco and his brother shows up. But it goes both ways. Numerous tabloid papers have reported that Jose pretended to be Ozzy in order to have sex with Ozzy's wife. Okay. This is a reality show in itself. Ozzy, as usual, is staying in his brother's shadow. But Jose is reacting to the charges of double-talking and double-dealing through Twitter. In various tweets... I hate Twitter. When did we all become Twitters? Tweeters and twatters and twatters and whatever... In various tweets, he's alleged that the true story hasn't come out and that the promoter doesn't pay when he owes his boxers. For good measure, he also attacked ESPN, saying it is owned by Major League Baseball, so of course they're going to lie. And the media in general with this tweet. Just remember, the media is right. Okay, the quote is, quote, just remember that the media is right 20% of the time, 20% of the 50% of the time. It's screwed up the way it's written. Just remember the media is right, right being W-R-I-T-E. Just remember the media is right 20% of 50% of the time. Okay. So you book Jose Canseco for a fight, his brother shows up. You're paying you 10 grand, man. At least you can do is show up. That's what I say. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.